Sorry, what'd you say? Yeah, I had a nice time. Always have fun with your family. Your dad can be a little bit much when he gets on his stand-up routine roll, but he means well. I won't lie, though. I'm definitely glad to get out of there. So floor the gas already. Get your woman home. That's not what I mean. You know I love your family. It's just, they're literally quadruple the size of mine. So it just gets a little bit overwhelming at times. You know, when you started bringing me to these dinners, I was like, you all do this every week? But I get it now. We're there all afternoon, but you only have maybe, what, 5 minutes with any one particular person, so it takes me like a month to have any full conversation with your mom or your sister or Uncle Jim or whatever. Really? I'm sorry, hun. I don't mean to seem distant. I really do enjoy myself at these things. I see what you're saying. No, I see how I could maybe come off as a little cold, at least to you. You do know it's vice versa too, right? I mean, you are not the same person around them either. Come on now. Come. You know exactly what I mean. No. Oh, baby. Okay, like, just take a step back and replay literally any given Sunday. Do you really think that, like, the version of yourself that you present to them in any way resembles the man I know and love? For real. For real. You do. Oh, baby. I don't even recognize you around your family. I mean, I get it. I get it. I'm not criticizing. We all have parts we feel compelled to play. I put on a bit of an act around my family, too. Baby. Okay. This lack of self-awareness would be, like, cute if it wasn't so concerning. You honestly think you're the exact same guy around your family as you are with me, all alone at home. Honey, the difference is night and freaking day. Okay, like, for instance, I'm picturing you tonight, standing there in your little huddle in the hallway with your Uncle Steve and, what's his name, his son, Bobby? Yeah, Bobby. And the three of you are each clutching a beer, one-upping each other, telling ridiculous stories and jokes, and you've got to add your 2 cents to every opinion on any subject that anyone brings up as if it's something that you've even dwelled on long enough to form an opinion about, that's not the guy I live with at all. That's not even the guy I first met. That guy is soft-spoken. That guy doesn't talk that loud, even when he's calling me from another room. That guy actually takes a minute to think about what I've said before he puts his 2 cents in. And if he doesn't have 2 cents, he doesn't say anything at all. Honey, don't be upset. I'm not criticizing. I do it too. Everyone does it. It's just funny is all. That you think it's me being distant. Because you? The guy I love? The guy I live with? He seems so very, very far away at those dinners. But if he wants to feel closer, I'll start behaving around his family just like I do at home. You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. I'm accustomed to having a partner who's so very modest. So modest and unassuming. I might even call him demure. He's so attentive. So obedient that if I were to say, speak a little lower in a very measured and direct and deliberate tone of voice, he'd do just about anything I say. For example, if I were to reach over right now, like this, if I were to place a sure and steady hand on the inside of his thigh, if I were to run my palm up and clutch him by the bulge that I just knew would be waiting for me, he'd turn his car off this road and straight into the parking lot of the very next business he sees closed for the night, if I were to tell him to. Like I'm telling him to do right now. The vet office will do just fine. Be a good boy and pull around the back. See? This guy I'm clutching by the balls isn't at all the same guy who is pretending to care how the fucking Giants are doing this season. Right here is fine. I don't think anyone will see us from the road. There's nothing but woods back here. Now, turn off the engine, step out, and follow me. What's the matter, boy? What happened to that cocksure little know-it-all? Come on, take it out. Don't act confused. You know what I mean. Whip it out. Good boy. Now drop those pants. Boxers too. I want them both around your ankles. Oh, look how hard it is. You could hammer a fucking nail with that thing. Don't you dare flinch when I slap that cock. Hands behind your back. Come on. Just lean back against the car. Look me in the eye. And don't you dare fucking flinch. That was better, but still a little jumpy. Still a little disobedient. I said, don't you dare fucking flinch. So, don't flinch. Much better. Now, what to do with you? What to do with you? I know. First, let me get rid of my shirt. Now, I'm going to drop to a squat, and I'm going to bring these sweet, wet lips oh so close to this bouncy little head of yours, to this needy, greedy cock that's too excited to keep still. And I'm going to make you watch me lick these lips. And then wait for it. And wait for it. Knowing full well I'm about to suck you off right here. Right off the highway, right in this deserted fire lane, knowing full well that all the evening's social torture is over and done with, knowing full well that these sweet lips that are almost but not quite touching that leaky, drippy tip of yours are going to bring you such pleasure and nothing but pleasure in just a moment. Just a moment. And now that I've started, all you're going to be thinking about is how cock-fucking-sure you were acting all night long. How absolutely smirky you were. How you were bordering on becoming a complete and total braggart. Night long, like you're some kind of big shot. Master of the universe. And now, not even 15 minutes out the door, you're out and back of some veterinarians with your cock deep.
So deep. So deep.
In the same mouth that kissed your mom on the cheek just a little while ago. And that mouth is going to keep working this cock over and over and over until it's pulsing, until it's throbbing. Until it's almost flinching away from the unbearable pleasure it's about to receive. Not because the woman you love wants to make you feel good. Not so much that, but because she wants to make you blow your load all over these tits. Just so you can lick them clean for her. That sure made you tremble all over, didn't it? But not because she's mean. No, no, no. Only because she was apparently acting so cold and distant, at least towards you, all night long. And she wants to make it up to you. She wants to make you feel so warm and loved the best way she knows how. And what you love the most makes you feel so warm and fuzzy inside is to be obedient to be subservient
to be her little plaything, who's made to do all sorts of things just to amuse her. And this is what she finds amusing. Teasing you with pleasure. Taunting you. With your own submissiveness. Taking your cock so deep in her throat while all the while imagining what it'll be like to feel that warm sticky load splatter her tits. And then your cute little tongue running up and down and all around pausing only to swallow when it licks up. Before going back to it until it's licked up all that cum. You know it's what you want. I haven't tied you up or anything. The only thing restraining you is your own desire, your own submissiveness, your own true nature. This is what you want. This is who you are. Well, maybe you don't have any desire to be a nasty little cum eater, per se. But to me, vain too. That's just irresistible for a sweet little sub boy like you, isn't it? To be made to. Oh, you can't hide it from me, sweetness. I feel it building. I feel it coming. If this was a complete and utter turnoff for you, I'd have a limp dick in my hands and not this great big, beautiful, cock. Show me I'm right. Finish yourself off. That's right. That's right. You choke that cock and pump it for all it's worth. I'll squeeze these tits together. And you just aim. Come on. Do it for me. Drench me with that cum. Just so you can lick it all up for me. That's it. That's it. That's it. Good boy. Oh, good boy. It's just us. It's just you and me here. No need to pretend that you're anyone other than who you truly are. My sweet boy. My good boy. My sweet little sub. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. That's it. That's it. Paint these pretty tits white. Good boy. Good boy. Squeeze out each and every last drop. Every last drop. Now come here. Down on your knees. You can take your hands out from behind you. Go on. Cup my tits. Lift them up like a chalice. And get cleaning. There. Such a sweet boy. Such a good boy. Doesn't this feel right? You with your pants pulled down onto your shoes. Your bare knees biting into this hard, dirty asphalt. Your spent little cock dribbling cum out in the open air. All while you hug these tits between your palms and slurp up all your nasty cum. Just because I told you to. Lift your chin up. Let me see you swallow. Let me see you smile. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Now get back to cleaning. Poor little guy. I didn't realize what a toll these dinners were taking on our relationship. I didn't know how much it made you worry to not be bossed around for a few hours every week. Don't worry. This can be a thing. This can be our place. Right here. Just 15 minutes up the road from your parents. Where any cop could turn that corner at any moment and find you here, on your knees, feasting on your own cum. All done? Oh, come here. You've got just a little, you've got a little dab here in the corner of your lips. Let me wipe that up and stick it in your mouth for you. I'm impressed. Your chin's totally clean. I thought you'd have made a big mess of yourself. Okay. Come on. Time to get moving. Of course, the night's not over, baby. I'm all sorts of worked up now. So, you'd best get back behind that wheel and bring me home before this mood wears off.